Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Other big story making headlines this morning also comes from across the pond. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange lost his appeal against extradition to Sweden, where he faces charges, or at least questioning, on rape and sexual assault allegations. Nick Childs, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, is at the High Court in London, where the decision was handed down in the last 90 minutes. Nick, good morning.
Hello there, John.
First of all, the mood in the courtroom, was this an expected decision? Any sense of Assange's reaction or his representatives?
Yes, I was in the courtroom as the verdict was read out, just a few feet away from Mr. Assange. He sat impassively, looking directly at the judges as the chief judge in the court read out the verdict. So no real reaction, no public reaction, and it was a fairly low key affair. I think because there was an expectation that this was going to be the decision. In fact, we understand from the judges that because it was a very long judgment on this appeal, that had actually given drafts to both sides ahead of time to sift through it. As a result of which, it's no surprise that we understand that Mr. Assange is going to appeal this.
Now, if you've looked at the decision, Nick Childs, is there a rationale for allowing this extradition case to go forward in the sense that there is something about the charges in Sweden that makes it urgent enough for the court not to stand in the way? Or is the court simply saying, hey, it's an extradition, there's nothing special about this case, you're going to have to go deal with it?
Well, the court made it very clear that they're making no judgment on the case itself. The
right.
issue before them, which is what the Assange team basically appealed on, were the technicalities around the European arrest warrant under which Mr. Assange has been here on bail for the past 11 months. It's been an 11-month battle already, and it was essentially whether the arrest warrant was valid and whether it was proportionate, whether it had been issued by a valid authority in Sweden and so on. And there were four counts that the Assange team brought up on that. But unfortunately for them, the judges on all four counts said yes, this was a proper warrant. So where the actual case will go now, what will be the next appeal, if you like, I think is very much a matter for the Assange team right now.
And Assange has denied the allegations in Sweden, says they're politically motivated. But it sounds, Nick Childs, like the appeal to the High Court will be something of a formality.
Well, clearly it's going before the Supreme Court now. But yes, in a way, the Assange team has backed away from the histrionics and
right.
is looking much more at the technicalities now.
And possibly looking for hotel rooms in Sweden. Nick Childs, a correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.